According to the Bible, God has given us 70 years on this earth. That's in one of the Psalms. I think it is entitled 70. 70 years. We might live longer. We might live much longer. But that is the allotted time according to the Bible. Many of us listening to this podcast are way past the allotted time, and yet we are trying to extend our life. I am not trying to extend my life. I'm 86 right now. I take a prescribed sleeping pill at night, so I have to go into a doctor's office. I go to the medical center and go to a physician assistant, and I've been going to her ever since I've been in Colorado. I usually only go once a year. I had an earache I couldn't get rid of with over-the-counter medicine, so I made an appointment and went in one more time last year. If I can't get rid of it with waiting a few days and taking aspirin or something like that, I might go to her. But I have options just like you have options. We can get involved with things that they want to do to us, or we can choose not to get involved. Most people, I find, choose to rush to the doctor, really rush to the doctor. I always just kind of wonder, why is someone born again doing that? This big focus on medicine and medical and treatments, it's just shocking to me. They act like they don't know the allotted time, and they act like they want to extend their life as long as possible. I don't. Matter of fact, last week, I got into a terrible problem with another person from our group. I couldn't get it resolved. And it grieved me deeply. And finally, I just called on God to kill me. Let me die. Elijah did that when Jezebel was chasing Elijah. Don't you remember? He said, let me die. Well, God had another way to deal with Elijah. He had an angel of the Lord appear in the wilderness where Elijah was sitting. And this angel of the Lord prepared dinner for Elijah and had him eat dinner. And I think he even had him eat another time. And then God said, I have 7,000 people that have not bowed their knee to Baal. Even if you don't know those people, they're there. Sometimes it feels we're so alone. Well, then God caused me to be restored. Later, I was telling Pam Padgett I'd prayed to die. And she said, well, if you die before that meeting, I've got to die also. We'll leave a note for them and say we died. And say, take home with you one animal. We have six. I just laughed. I thought that was so funny. How can you take this physical body so terribly serious? They can give you a prescription for pain today. That's all I would want. When I had that severe attack a few months ago, it was just before I was scheduled to go in for my yearly visit with my physician's assistant. They require me to do that so she can see that I'm still living before she prescribes Ambien for me, which is fine. It doesn't bother me to go in. She never has me do anything. She never suggests I take shots or vaccinations or anything like that. They don't even take my blood pressure in there because they take it by upper arm, and I've had both arms broken and shoulders broken and things, and I won't let them take blood pressure from my upper arm because it hurts so badly. So I don't even have things like that done. But on that jaw pain, I told her I might need to have my ear cleaned out, and she said something like that can indicate a heart attack. Would you like to have an EKG? We can give you one right here at the office and see if you've had a heart attack. I thought about it, and I said, no, I don't think so. That day, at the end of our session, she looked back at me and said, now we can give you that EKG immediately, and we can see if you've had a heart attack. I kind of laughed and said, oh, thank you, but I don't believe I want to do that. I just came home and took an aspirin, and it finally kind of quit. But you see, one thing I learned when I was in the hospital in Lubbock, Texas, is patients have rights. And if you don't want to do a treatment, you don't have to. Most people would be afraid to tell a medical person they didn't want to have a treatment. So they go along with everything to please the medical person. But they also want to know so they can treat it and extend their life on this earth. But I really believe God extends our life as He wills, and it is of no consequence whatsoever to me. All I want to do is keep the pain under control. This is the choice of the individual. But I don't believe our life is extended by medical doctors. I think it is God who chooses how long we live on this earth. I just pray that if I get to where I can't exhort the church, I pray I die that day. I don't do things that make me focus on the human body. Our outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. You'll find this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.